Some really small agriculture is behind the kinds of farmers markets we've profiled on this program across the summer. And this morning we'll get out of the farmers market and go into some of the green spaces of Seattle. Cities may be full of pavement, but that doesn't mean you can't do a little growing. NPR's Martin Costi sends us this ode to the urban blackberry.
This is the time of year when you see Seattleites foraging for their food. You see them in the parks and along the roadside as they wade into the thorny overgrowth, plastic pails in hand.
This one is 6 cups, and this one is 12.
Sarah Campbell is in Seattle's Magnuson Park, filling her pails with blackberries.
How fast can you fill those?
I'm hoping I can do them both in an hour, and then go home, and I'm going to make a pie and an apple blackberry crisp.
There's something about urban berry picking that appeals to the Northwestern soul. It's a little taste of life off the grid on your way to Starbucks. Free dessert on a street where parking meters charge $2 an hour. Plus, those prickly bushes owe us.
3 seasons out of the year, it's just the bane of our existence.
The state of Washington calls the Himalayan blackberry bush a Class C noxious weed.
In the winter, it's ugly and rangy and, like, dead, you know, and in the spring, it crops up all over your yard where you don't want it. It's prickly, you know. In the fall, it's just there. But in the summer, it's all its glory. You get, like, 3 weeks when you love the blackberry plant.
All it takes is one bite of the perfect berry, one of those from the top of the bush, one that's nothing but sweet globules of juice, and all is forgiven. Of course, that doesn't mean a let-up in the war against the bushes. 120 goats attack a 10-foot wall of blackberry bushes, infesting the property of a local aerospace company.
Blackberry, the whole plant, is one of their favorite foods.
Tammy Dunnikin owns this herd. Her goats are professional blackberry bush eradicators. She calls her business Rent-A-Ruminant. These eating machines can be hired to clear an acre of blackberry bushes in less than a week. Does she ever get complaints from the human berry pickers?
Sometimes. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, don't eat that one spot. That's my favorite place to pick. But, you know, there's so many here. We have so many blackberries that there's totally enough to go around. There really is.
And in these economic times, there's some comfort in that thought. No matter what happens at Boeing or Microsoft, we can always count on a steady supply of free blackberries. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Learn about farmers markets at npr.org.